We were spotting this. I was reading this the other day. Do you tend to stick to the same numbers or words when you mix up, when you're trying to put your passwords? Because you can't remember too many passwords. Look, a company has released their list of worst passwords of last year. At the head of the list, 123456, followed by password, followed by let me in. I quite like that one, let me in. And as does trust no one is one of the lovely passwords. But really, how important is it to have a good password when you log onto your computer or your email or other services? Stilgarian is a freelance journo, computer commentator, and fine fellow. Stilgarian, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, to appear on the program, can you just type in your password, please?
Which one? My password for which thing? They're all different, and that's part of the clue as well.
But the password to be interviewed on this program is good morning to you.
Good morning to you, then.
You know the thing that I'm saying? I've got, like a lot of people, just one password, just sort of reused in various things.
That's such a bad idea, because you see all the news stories about companies being broken into and hackers stealing their customer database or whatever it is. They're also stealing part of that, the password that you use to get into that website or online store or whatever it is. Now, once the hackers have got that, they've got your email address, they'll just try that email address and password on every other site in the universe, on Facebook, on your email provider, on anything. Mm. And they've got automated tools to do this. And once they're into one, they can get into everything if it's all the same password.
But if hackers can get into multinational companies, this is the point I'm making. Sure. Is it really worth me putting a lot of effort into trying to think of, an eight-word password or an eight-letter and two-number password? They're going to break that in 20 seconds, aren't they?
Absolutely. The whole thing about passwords is it used to be that, the passwords weren't kept. You'd put in your password, they do some complicated maths on it, and that list was there. And even if they got that list of the mathed up passwords, it's a bit like scrambling an egg. You can't unscramble it except with a lot of effort.
Mm.
The problem is, computers have got more powerful. The hackers have pre-done all the maths. So they can just look them up now, and they've done that.
I just feel like it's not worth it.
It's a bit like saying.
I figure that if somebody can get into NORAD, trying to stop them getting into my little email, it's just a waste of time, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit like saying, "Oh, my teeth are eventually going to wear out. Why should I bother brushing them?"
Okay.
It's going to slow down the process of everything falling apart.
Okay.
And look, if hackers do manage to get into your life and the email is the key one, because if you want to reset the passwords to anything else in your life, they send you a little thing in your email and you click on that and reset the password. So once they're in your email, they can own your life. They can then go from there to get into your Facebook account. They can watch what's happening there. And then once they see you go on holidays overseas, they'll send all of your friends, it's terrible, but I've just had my wallet stolen, my passport. Look, the embassy's sorting me out, but you just wire me $1,000.
I see.
And then they can build up information.
Well, I haven't had that happen, so my passwords, which I consider extremely dodgy, must be okay.
Yeah, it's a bit like saying I haven't crashed the car yet, or my shoelaces are undone.
But the problem is that I can't encrypt everything like everybody else does. I'm a bit of a dunce when it comes to using the computer. I go for sort of reasonably simple things. I feel reasonably protected, and I've really taken on about as much as I can remember, Stilgarian. Otherwise, I'm just going to be sticking it on a sticky note on the fridge, and then people can just break in and have a look.
Everyone tells you don't do that because you want to break into someone's computer at work. Well, you open their desk drawer and there's a post-it note sitting there with the password written on it.
Is there a difference between work and public and home computers when it comes to passwords?
Not these days, absolutely. Because let's say I want to break into a large mining company and find out how they're negotiating their iron ore contract with China. I will start by just hitting the private accounts of workers who work for that company, even quite lowly ones. And if I can fake an email from one of those guys into someone more senior, I send them a bit of an infected email to break into their computer, and then I kind of fake them and work up the chain.
I'm presuming that Rio Tinto doesn't use the worst password 123456. I'm sure I can't break in or let me in. I thought let me in was quite a good one.
Well, yeah, but it's only, still in the top 10 of the list, so yeah. You only have to guess a few and you're in. And the hackers have automated tools to trial the obvious ones, and they try them in the order of how common they are, you know. But there's two or three broad strategies for getting really good passwords. One is you spend the $20 or $30 on a password management software tool, and it will generate all these complicated random passwords for you that you don't have to remember. You just remember one good password to open up your password store, and then it keeps track of all the passwords for you. So that's one way. The other way, the trick about passwords, it's not to necessarily make them complicated, but to make them long these days.
You spend half your life typing the goddamn thing in. Look, I'm going to have to let you go, Stilgarian. Yeah. We've got to move on, because I've got some old-school technology to deal with, which has the password Darwin 0800. It's called Posting a Letter, Stilgarian.
Yes, I'll sit around outside your letterbox and see you open your mail.
You are a man who knows so much about things that I know nothing about, and that's why I get you on the radio. Lovely to talk to you, as always.
Always good to chat, anytime.
He's Stilgarian, freelance journo. He is a computer commentator. He knows just about everything you need to know about technology. And he's just commenting on a couple of the lists. Worst passwords include 123456, that's number one. Password at number two. 1234567 8 comes in at number three. QWERTY comes in at four. And ABC123 comes in at number five. I thought that was the log on. If you log on ABC123, you can actually hack directly into the ABC, its central computer, from what I understand.